I was holding this sign to my chest, just remembering and taking myself back to these times that I thought were going to last forever. Now, this sign is no longer on that tree because it's no longer on his property because he passed away and somebody else lives there now. To those of you out there who do celebrate Thanksgiving, I want to wish you a happy, happy Thanksgiving. And today's holiday episode is going to be about how to truly not just be thankful, but actually feel a deep level of gratitude, not just today because it's a holiday, but every single day moving forward, and how to actually begin cultivating more gratitude and creating a gratitude practice. Right? Because everything we're doing right now, it's all about the journey. It's all about practicing to become better in your most true, authentic self. So today, that's what we're all about. Let's drop in. So last night, I actually hired a somatic breathwork coach to actually come in and perform a training for my group and I. And I experienced the most eye-opening awareness of, once again, my purpose and my gratitude just for the journey of life and the experience that we have living. Such a delicate and fragile experience, but how beautiful it truly is. And if you haven't heard of somatic breathwork just yet, really what it is we hold a lot of trauma and stress inside of our bodies. And so through this breath work, we're actually able to cleanse, clear, release, and let go of what is no longer serving us. And from there, you know, usually that's the first half of the exercise, is this cleansing. And the second half is where you actually replace and you really set the stage for what you're looking to step into and who you're looking to step into. And I've done it a handful of times now, and every time I have a different experience. You know, it's said that you're meant to receive exactly what you're meant to receive every time you go through this experience. And so I felt just a deep level of gratitude, and especially for those people who were in that experience with me. But it was a gratitude that wasn't just, oh, I'm thankful for you. Oh, I see you. It was, gosh, I see the human that you are. I see you showing up in the mission that you have in the world. It was a level of depth and gratitude and realizing that we are the same. We just have different past experiences. But at the end of the day, we all are here for the same reason. And so I want to ask you, what today can you be truly grateful for? And I don't mean the surface level, oh, I'm thankful for the food and I'm thankful for the sun and I'm thankful for my lungs breathing and, you know, where we're saying it to say it, but don't necessarily feel it. Like, I've been there. But today, I want you to feel it. I want you to feel it like it was the first time. If you can, you're not driving, and you're safe to do so, I want you to close your eyes. Okay, maybe you put your hand on your chest. And I want you to take a deep breath. Feel thankful that you can breathe. Like, how cool is it that our lungs can breathe right now? Or that we have another day to live. Do you know how many people didn't get that opportunity today? Your lungs are breathing. Feel the sun on your face. Listen to the birds chirping outside, or hear your kids giggle. And don't just be thankful for it, but feel gratitude that you get to experience this one thing called life, and you're able to feel what's around you. Today, if you're around family and you get triggered by something, sit in it. Honestly, be grateful for it. Be grateful that you get to feel a feeling that's not joy. Because guess what? What that's doing is it's showing you where you're not free. Be thankful. Be thankful that your uncle or your aunt are very loud. Maybe they're arguing. Guess what? We always think that the moment we're in is going to take so long. But it goes. It goes away. And what's interesting is after this breathwork session, I had a few interesting things happen. I had a package show up that was me reaching an incredible milestone for my business, and it was an award. And after that, my mom had sent a package, and I opened it up. And inside, actually, this, it's like a plank of wood, okay? And on this plank of wood, it says, "To Jamie's Falls," with an arrow. And this wood plaque actually used to be hung at my grandpa's place upstate New York. He had this most beautiful, beautiful property. It was on, gosh, like a lot of acres, right? Like we needed ATVs in order to go on all of these trails that he had mapped out on his land. And Jamie's Falls was actually, like, I just remember, okay, we'd go into his backyard and there was this huge hill that you had to go down on the ATVs. You actually had to lean backwards to prevent from like toppling forward over your ATV. That's how steep it was. And so we would go down this really steep path and we'd go around this most beautiful garden that my grandma would always, you know, be cooking her okra or her broccoli or her potatoes and her peppers from her garden. So we'd go around this garden and we'd go through this epic forest where it was almost like we were on the side of a cliff, which is crazy. And then eventually we would get there and we would park the ATVs and we'd need to hike down to this waterfall. And it was called Jamie's Falls. It was on my grandpa's property. And so he was actually able to name it. And he would always jump off the side of the bank into the water. It didn't matter how cold it was outside. Like this was upstate New York. It didn't matter how cold it was. He would always swim in his waterfall. And okay, then we would get back in the RV. I keep trying to call it an RV. Back in the ATV, right? And we'd go around his property even more to his pond or go see, called it like Ronan's Nose and just all the places around his property, right? And so I was holding this sign to my chest, just remembering and taking myself back to these times that I thought were going to last forever. I thought I would be able to go there the next year and the year after. You know, it seemed like a family tradition to go up to New York and see Grandpa. Until it wasn't. And so now this sign is no longer on that tree because it's no longer on his property because he passed away. And somebody else lives there now. And so those moments that you think are going to last forever, they don't. And so as I sit here, having had this sign arrive yesterday, I've now hung it on my office door, and I even tilted it the way that it was on the tree. But I held it close last night, and yeah, there was some sadness. But most importantly, there was gratitude. Gratitude and remembrance of what was. But most importantly, the power and the purpose of being present right now, realizing that this too will pass. One day, you will look back on the experience that you're in right now and realize that it was one of the best times of your life. Look, I even remember, you know, we've all probably been going through this, right? Where you had your family traditions, you know, your Thanksgiving, your Christmas, your 4th of July, you know, all the major holidays, and you and your family got together every single year, and it was a tradition, right? It was always at your Aunt Donna's house, and you knew what each family member was going to bring because they brought the same exact thing every year. You and your cousins would play downstairs or play hide and seek or whatever. And then one day, people stopped showing up. people stopped coming, people had babies, people moved away. Then it's like this tradition that you had your whole entire life has changed. Okay? Realize that whoever you're with today, there's a reason for it. So be thankful. Appreciate and express deep, loving gratitude for another day to be with the ones that you love. I want you to take a moment and feel it. Truly let it sink in. Let that hug from your mom or your grandma warm your heart today, because there are so many people out there who would do anything for another moment in their mom or grandma's arms, in their grandpa's arms. Those around you and your family need this reminder today. But the best way that you can give them this reminder is by being the light for them and expressing your gratitude, not because you feel like you need to, because it's Thanksgiving, but because you're truly feeling grateful for every single thing in your life today and every day moving forward. And Frank Clark said, if a fellow isn't thankful for what he's got, he isn't likely to be thankful for what he's going to get. So when it comes to each and every day moving forward, like whatever morning routine you have implemented right now, set aside a few moments just to purely feel this gratitude for the beautiful life that you're already living. Because it's only in the appreciation and gratitude for today that we can truly experience it more and more as we grow and build the life of our dreams. And John Kennedy said, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. So live like you're grateful to see your grandma one more time, or to experience the laughter of your children. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. Live by them. And Robert Holden says, the real gift of gratitude is that the more grateful you are, the more present you become. Think about that. So if presence in the present moment is all we ever have, that means the true way to experience the present moment and to sink into it daily is to become grateful for what's all around us. So as we enjoy this beautiful Thanksgiving surrounded by family and friends, or if you're like Steve and I, riding it solo, nothing wrong with that. Enjoy the one you're with, even if that one is yourself. Be grateful for everything you do in this moment and allow this not just to be a day of the year, but the way you live every day of the year. Enjoy your day, and I'll catch you in the next episode. By the way, I am so grateful that you are here. I'm so thankful that you have decided to hit play on this episode and show up for you, but also be there to allow me to guide you on this journey and this experience. It means more to me than you will ever know. So, thankful for you from the bottom of my heart.